Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics. You know, no program like this would be complete if we didn't give it what we think was going to happen in 2023. Jimmy, where do you want to start? I'd like to keep this into the arena of political offices.
Yeah, so I think there's going to be, certainly with the Republicans taking the House, there's going to be a large number of investigations. There are people inside Washington and some Republicans that like the way the system is that are saying, oh, we don't care about investigations. And, of course, the Democrats are pushing that a lot. I think there was even an opinion piece in Fox News on their front page the other day saying, hey, we don't care about your investigations. But these investigations are critical to highlight the censorship programs that are going on, the lack of accountability with the money that was put into Ukraine so far, how the government response to COVID has probably done more damage than good. And when you get these investigations, there's going to be a lot of pressure out there. And
A lot of pressure in what direction, Jim?
I think there's a lot of pressure certainly on Democrats that have been in the leadership position for the last, you know, few years.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of speculation of what potentially could happen. I definitely think as the Hunter Biden story unfolds and the laptop story and the involvement of Joe Biden in those business decisions, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the White House. I think they know that. I think as more information comes up on January 6th about what failed to take place, what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats failed to do in securing the Capitol, and it looks like that they've already backed away from the subpoena for Trump this last week.
Right.
The January 6th committee, as there's more information that comes out on the political manipulations behind the scenes, that's going to put pressure on people. I think I'll give this one prediction. I think Manchin, West Virginia senator, as he is up for reelection, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him to probably step away from the Democratic Party or lose his seat. So I'm predicting he'll either do what Kristen Sinema did in Arizona, move to independent, or potentially actually switch to the Republican Party in support of his political future.
Yeah.
Well, I also believe
yeah.
that this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let's get down to the really big question. Let's get back to the really big question. Number one, who do you think the Democratic Party will choose to be their representative for the office of president? I clearly don't think it's going to be Joe Biden, but he, you know, is certainly telling the American public that he has no intention of not running. But, you know, when you really have to look at the confidence level, competence, not confidence, you really have to look at the competence level, and I'm not really sure. I'm not really happy with Joe Biden being the forerunner for America. So who do you think will take his place if it happens?
So I think what's going to happen, and this is another prediction that I'm going to put forward here, I think there's going to be so much pressure from these investigations on his involvement in China dealings and Ukraine dealings with Hunter Biden and those business dealings. I think that Joe Biden's going to be forced to resign. And it could be over health reasons. It could be over corruption issues. I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure as they lose more and more the confidence of the American public. So I think as he resigns, there's a couple scenarios here. One is that Kamala Harris actually becomes the president because of his resignation, or that entire administration has to change and they have to pull someone else in.
Yeah.
Fill it. I think the front runner, the people that the behind the Democratic Party are already looking at Gavin Newsom from California the front runner. I think he's been preparing for a run at the White House. There'll be maybe a few others that step in if Biden does not, but if they wait too long, the funders and the support is not going to be there for Joe Biden. It'll be very tough for another candidate to step in. But at the same time, Joe Biden's mental capacity and all these other issues behind that are, going to, behind the pressure to force him out will make it very difficult for him to run. I'm also going to predict that Nancy Pelosi does not finish her term, last two terms out in the House. Even though she stepped down from the speaker role, I think the problems with her husband and, of course, this whatever happened at her house, and I also think the January 6th, information that comes out with the Republicans in the lead will, she'll just step down from age and whatever other justification and have Gavin Newsom appoint another Democratic representative in her seat out of San Francisco's district.
Yeah, well, the one thing I would have to say is it's really important to realize that she didn't step down voluntarily. You know, the Republicans took control of the House, and consequently they get to choose the Speaker, and it's not going to be Nancy Pelosi. I agree 100% on that. I'm really concerned, though, with the team that's going to represent the Democrats in the next in the 24 election. I don't think Joe Biden, either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, really fit that role as they should.
No, and that's why I really don't think either one of them will be on the ticket. Kamala Harris may run. I really didn't expect Joe Biden to last this long in the presidency, but I think because of the selection of Kamala Harris, it made it really hard for the Democratic Party to push him out, even though they probably wanted to. Here's the problem, though, Al. This is what, we just have to accept. There was a high expectation of the Republicans to sweep very strongly the 2022 midterm elections, but they didn't.
No,
they didn't because of a lot of different reasons. But part of it is because many people don't understand, with the media and the censorship and the government involvement in actual information flow, people didn't understand all the negative things that were happening in America right now with this administration. And even you get people like Mark Thiessen who says, hey, he did a great job supporting Ukraine. There's no transparency in that process. There's been, in my view, a complete failure to take proper actions to coordinate this event prior to what happened. But people don't recognize that. They only look at, oh, big bad Russia beat up, poor innocent Ukraine. That's not the whole story.
No.
They don't understand what happened with Hunter Biden and the laptop. They don't understand. They don't see the information about COVID because it's still being silenced in some ways. What has to happen is a massive movement by the American people and certainly by the Republican leadership in the House to open up and become transparent with all this corruption and all of the influence that the government was doing in order to stifle people's future.
I really wonder sometimes if the average American, number one, is even aware of it as they should be, and number two, is the average American really concerned about it? My guess is, in terms of the liberal side of the aisle, my guess is that a lot of Americans don't even care about that. A lot of people who I talk to don't even really see it. It doesn't seem to bother them, one whit. Let's get over to the other side of the aisle. Who's going to be the presidential candidate and the vice presidential candidate, Jim, in your opinion?
Well, I think I still have to say that Donald Trump probably has the advantage. And the reason why he has the advantage is because he's been in the office already. He has a very, very loyal constituency of 20 to 30% of the Republican Party that are not really Republicans. They're independents or former Democrats that were really tired of the corruption in D.C. And if he's not running, even if Ron DeSantis is running, they're probably not going to be voting because they're just so frustrated with the system.
Yeah.
So that puts them with an advantage. There'll be other candidates that try to step in. Mike Pence is going to try it. He's not going to go anywhere. Pompeo's probably not going to go anywhere. Chris Christie's not going to go anywhere. DeSantis has an opportunity, but if DeSantis and Trump go head to head, that'll just tear apart the party. I think
and that's a big concern, Jim. That's a big concern. We've only got 30 seconds left, Jim. What about Mike Pence? Is he going to be a player? I don't think so.
No, he's not. And let me give one more prediction here. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy new year, and let's pray that 2023 opens up the books on things.
You bet.
But I think there's going to be some sort of attempted coup against Vladimir Putin, some very big problems there, and that war is going to continue on for some period of time until that regime kind of collapses.
I agree 100%. I, too, want to wish everybody a happy and a prosperous new year. It's fun putting the show together. Thanks, guys. We'll be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.